Good morning, everyone, and happy Sanctified Sunday. Thank you so much for visiting Life by Waifa. Thank you for coming back another week to give a listen to my installment of the Happiness Planners Day 4 Law of Attraction. So let's sit back, let's get comfortable. I'm going to get into it and try to make this as brief as I possibly can. Good morning. So this week, my staycation ended, and you know, it ended on a good note. Granted, you know, when your vacation ends, there's always some push and pull about going back to work, but hey, I gotta work, right? I gotta have some place to go. And actually, this has been better than it's been in former years where I used to actually physically get sick going back to work, like headaches, body aches, stomach cramps, because things were not right at work. So I used to cry when I had to go back. It was like I was being sentenced to jail or something. So much, much better now. And that's just because of the people that I work with that make me able to tolerate the day-to-day tomfoolery. So it, you know, it was good. It's good to go back. It's good to have a sense of purpose and, you know, have some way where people appreciate what you do. And, you know, it's all good. It's all good. So, another note for last week. My daughter on Mother's Day got me a gift certificate to the Red Door Spa. Tell me why I'm just now using it. So, last week, I did go. I got a facial. I got a manicure. It was the best hour and a half of ever. It's just really nice to go in, put on a nice big comfy robe, and have someone pamper you and take care of you. And just, I always come out feeling really, really good, you know. And I will say that I can't stress enough how important self-care is for men, women, who it's just important. I don't care if you're doing a 30-minute massage envy, if you're getting your hair done, if you're getting a mani-pedi, if you're doing a pamper me day, whatever it is you're doing, oh my goodness. It just feels so good to take some time to take care of you. Again, self-care is how we stay sane. That's how we, you know, are able to just go back and tackle the day. So anyway, today I'm going to make this quick, or try to make it quick. I'm just going to be talking about three things. Number one, it's time to go. I don't really share too much on here about my living situation, but let's just say that it's time to go. I've kind of had it up to a certain point where I can't take but so much, and I really need to go and find a home where I can be creative, where, you know, I'm not constantly worried about, I live in a condo, you know, and it's a deluxe apartment in the sky, basically a high-rise building. But when you're in a building, you inherit the building's problems, and they shouldn't be my problems. I don't know. It's just, it's a whole lot going on. Maybe at some point I will go into it a little bit further, but right now it's just, it's time to really get serious about finding something where I can paint a wall and not have it be an issue. Where something needs to be fixed, I can just get it fixed. You know, it's like, I'm just tired. And I think that stress and anxiety is spilling over into other things, because, you know, when stuff is not right at home, it's just not right anywhere. So, I don't know. I just, again, I've begun the search, and I can't tell you how hard home search is. If you've been through it or if you're going through it, hey, send out a prayer for me, because it is a very difficult process of finding what you want and when you live in a major city and why things are so much money, like just a stupid amount of money. And also note that because I live in the District, Maryland, Virginia area, or the nation's capital, that Amazon is coming. And since Amazon is scheduled or slated to come, housing prices are skyrocketing. So it's making it impossible to really find something that's affordable. So my moving woes, I'm looking, y'all. I will keep you all up to date and hopefully retain my sanity about stuff. All the things is really random, and all the things just mean that I know that I've got a lot stacked up on my plate. I've got a really busy, stressful week this week at work, so I'm trying to just meditate and pray and hope that this week goes smoothly. I don't know, I just feel, I feel like my shoulders are up in my ears all the time. I just, I have all this anxiety, and I kind of know that a lot of it's stemming from what I just spoke about. Excuse me. And I know it's a time that it'll pass. It's a quote, and I can't remember where I heard this quote, where if you're going through hell, keep going. And that's kind of how it is. If you're going through something, you got to keep going. You got to get through it. You just get through it. But again, with family, friends' help, prayer, meditation, positive affirmation, I'm trying to get through all of the things because I don't feel like I'm myself and I'm not happy. And I think that's what's the real root of it. I'm just trying to fake it till I make it, in other words. Like, I know that I am capable of being at a different level from where I'm at on the happiness radar. I know I'm capable of feeling better, but it's just, it's not happening. And I don't know, it's just everything all balled up. Sometimes I think that you know, I need to sit down and talk with someone. And if I do, again, I will keep everyone up to date on that progress. But you know, I'm just trying to maintain and do what I need to do to keep my sanity. So, which also brings me to birthday outlook. And I think a lot of this too, I always have anxiety around my birthday after I turned 50. Let's just say that. When my birthday is coming, I feel a certain type of way, like I haven't accomplished everything I want to. I'm not where I want to be. This is not my station in life. I'm not happy. I don't have this. I'm focusing on the I'm not instead of the look how God has blessed me and I'm still here and I'm doing well. And I think I just need to turn that frown upside down. But again, all of this is to say that I know a lot of how I'm feeling and my happiness gauge has a lot to do with my birthday coming, because I will be 52, and it's just, it's a lot happening. And I'm just trying to, not have stress about that day and not beat myself up about everything that I haven't gotten accomplished so far. I'm just trying to move through it. I'm looking up, you know what I mean? Meaning that I'm looking to God to, you know, just help give me peace and bless me during this time. So that's it for that. I am going to move on now to day four. So day four is, what does being successful mean to you? And the little quote, the definition of success varies depending on the person defining it. It is crucial to define what success means to each of us. By doing this, it helps us to stay on track and committed to our goals. Think about how you would like to feel, who you'd like to be surrounded by, and the types of activities you would like to do on a daily basis. Can you see and envision it? And what does it look like for you? So in my journal, And we all know you have I'm sure you have a picture, and not a picture in your mind, but I'm sure you have a grasp of what the dictionary's definition is of success, right? We all know what we believe success is. But as it states above, success looks different to everyone else. It looks different to other people. Success for some people could mean having that job, being top dog, getting that dollar. You know what I mean? Having a family, being married, you know, running a successful business. Success looks different to everyone. And how you define success for yourself determines what you want to achieve in life and how you want to get there. So success for me is happiness. If I am happy, I feel successful and accomplished. And, you know, this is broad, but in general, if I'm happy, that's success, because that's something that I've struggled at. And I've struggled at just trying to be thankful for what God has blessed me with. And I am thankful. But I think the way my mind works, I'm not looking at the brighter side of things. And I want to start incorporating that. And who I want to be surrounded by. I want to be surrounded by like-minded people who have chosen or kind of chosen the same path. They're, you know, at a certain point in their life where they're like, you know what, I just have to thank God for what I have and not worry about what I don't have and, you know, just be blessed. You know what I mean? The people I've surrounded myself by, that's like my support group. If we hit a bump in the road or if something's going on with somebody, we can reach out to one another and lift one another up, because we all kind of have the same goal in mind. We all, you know, kind of want the same things, meaning that I've surrounded myself with people who are like-minded. They don't have to want the exact same thing that I do. No two people are the same. But if you're on a spiritual path that I'm on, then, you know, that's good for the both of us, in other words. So, you know, my station in life and what I want to achieve, you know, I want to prosper in health. I want to prosper in peace. I want to prosper in my finances, and I want to prosper in love. So what success looks like for me is basking in the fruits of my labor. That means enjoying all of the hard work and everything that I've laid down in order to live this way, to feel this way, to be this way. I want to start living and enjoying life and not just existing in it. And I think that's always been like a big cloud, like I'm just existing. I'm not living. I'm not enjoying things. I'm stressing for no reason. I'm blessed. I opened my eyes this morning. I woke up. I took breath. And I should just be blessed for that and be thankful for that, because some people didn't wake up today. You know what I mean? So I need to be thankful that my family and I are healthy. Yeah, we have, you know, our little problems going on, but we are healthy and we're prospering and we're fruitful and we are here. And so that is going to end my little journal entry for my day 4. See how I zipped through that? Oh my goodness. I really zipped through, which is what I'm trying to do here and not hold y'all hostage for an hour. Okay, so as always, I have included a featured article from the Happiness Planner, which is the key to attracting what you want in your life. And also, I have put a link to all my other posts in this series, starting from day 1, and all of the little homework and exercises and things like that. I also have in the bottom links for Penzu, which is a 100% customizable online journal. Y'all go take a look at that. It's good. I've always talked about journaling and how much it's improved the quality of my life to be able to write, not every day, but to be able to write on a weekly basis just to get your thoughts out and help you achieve your goals. I'm almost done, and I know I'm taking a long time, but during my vacation, I really did not read anything, but I'm almost done with The Next Right Thing. Go check that out, y'all. That book, I'm just going to say it again, has really been a blessing, and it's been very positive. It's basically about how to make the right decisions in life through Christ. Okay? So with that, I am going to end today. I thank you so much for listening to my little, you know, podcast today. Thank you so much for visiting my blog. Don't forget to follow along, or, you know, subscribe, you know, join the family. I'd love to have you. Currently, right now, my posting schedule is only twice a week since I took Friday away, but that was, you know, for reasons that I can get right. So, you know, come back for some more content. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening today. And like I always say, know thyself.